We have another agenda item.
I was leaving. I forgot we added one. I really like you guys.
Perhaps on any other day, I would have joined in this morning with Ken's thoughts on what happened with our sister agency. Don't tell anyone I said that. We're some warming relationships recently. But I knew I'd have to stand before you here today and say it happened to us, too. So we have an ITQ system, an individual transferable quota system, where we allocate the commercial quota for striped bass by percent shares to individual harvesters. We had a spreadsheet error that didn't account for a temporary transfer in 2015 that should have gone away. That resulted in us adding an additional allocation to the 2016 harvest that shouldn't have existed, and essentially another share of the quota that shouldn't have been there. We have had a lower coastal commercial quota for the last 2 years, and the fish are available this year. So that resulted in all of the amount of quota that we put out there being harvested. There's only, I think, 34 individuals permitted in that fishery. Unlike a lot of species where states have individual quotas, where transfers are allowed between states, that is not the case with striped bass. The only payback in the ASMFC framework for a situation like this is for that particular state to went over to take that out of their quota the following year. That's what we have to do here today to make an amendment to the coastal quota, and you have that section in front of you to lower that by probably 2,400 pounds, I believe. And that would cover the overage that's occurring in 2016 for 2017. Otherwise, we would have had established the same exact quota in 2017 and 2016.
A little thing.
Any questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to be heard in this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Motion to approve, accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion?
My apologies. We may need to add as a second motion, but since this is for the 2017 quota, we would also need to advertise for a public hearing. I apologize for that.
That would be correct. So the motion is to accept the staff recommendation to advertise for a public hearing in January.
Yes, thank you.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Neal.
Are we passing this as an emergency regulation and then going to the public hearing?
Okay. Yeah, one of the reasons why is that allows us to establish it and do the permitting.
Okay, we're clear on the motion?
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. And that brings us to the end of the 2016 Commission monthly meeting schedule. I want to thank you all for a tremendous amount of work that this board has done over the past year. I will also invite you to the staff Christmas party if you're available, which is going to be Thursday afternoon. You're more than welcome. We'll be happy to see you. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's, Happy Holidays. And I hope that the season is full of love and family and good food and good cheer. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.